here's a story from The World.
Confinement during this pandemic is tough on everyone, but it's especially hard for children. They need to move around, go outside, and play with friends. In one apartment complex in Mexico City, children there at least have this to look forward to.
Así es como empieza esta historia. En una oscura, oscura colina, había una oscura, oscura ciudad.
That's Percival Garcia, a local architect who's doing regular readings of children's stories in the apartment complex's public space. He calls the project De la Casa a la Plaza, translated as From the House to the Plaza. Percival Garcia joins us from Mexico City. How did this idea come about? What made you want to do these public readings, and why specifically for kids?
Me and my mom, we were in Tlatelolco, and suddenly we heard this kid going out of his window screaming like, "I'm bored!" And then we were like, okay, we need to do something. Like, they are having a really hard time. When this pandemic started, we started to get a lot of things for adults to avoid depression or avoid frustration, like yoga workshops or fitness classes. But no one creates these things for kids. So that's why I decided to do it for kids.
You're a storyteller. You're also an architect. So talk a bit about the space where you're doing this, this large public plaza in this apartment complex in Tlatelolco in Mexico City. What is the significance of that space to you?
Well, first, yeah, I'm an architect, no? So sometimes it's just like, why an architect? It's doing storytelling. I work in this practice called social production of habitats. This practice acknowledges that spaces are not just materials. A space has a cultural, a political, ecological, economical dimension. So it's constructed by a lot of complex, intangible things, you know, situations, connections. We can have a city without buildings, but we cannot have a city without citizens, without persons.
I see exactly what you're saying, but it strikes me as I watch the videos of you reading to those kids, it was so enjoyable, but you're the only one essentially in the plaza. So what is the meaning of a public space if people can't actually occupy the public space anymore?
The thing is, there is many ways of occupying a space. This is a ritual. Every day at 3 p.m., all our eyes, all our attention, all our imagination is inside the plaza, and you can occupy this space in a symbolic way. I have this example. The other day, it was this girl's birthday. Her grandpa came down and he was like, "Can you please greet her and play the Mañanitas, which is the happy birthday song in Mexico?" And we totally did it.
Muy feliz cumpleaños, Regina.
And when we finished, I told him, "Wow, like, we just celebrated a birthday in the plaza. I mean, our voices were occupying this space and we reunited to celebrate a girl's birthday." No, so we were creating community. You know, we are imagining and reimagining even though we are inside our apartments.
Percival Garcia is an architect in Mexico City. He's been holding regular public readings of children's stories, a project he's calling De la Casa a la Plaza. Percival Garcia, thank you so much for speaking with us. It's a fantastic thing you're doing.
Thank you very much.